This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Should you find yourself in the market for a new pair of glasses, reading, bifocals, distance, sun, what have you, there's no shortage of choices. You could go to Lens Crafters or Pearle Vision, maybe pick out a new pair of Ray-Bans or Oliver Peoples, and then you might want to check the price tag because a new set of frames alone could easily set you back more than $300. That's in some part because the choice I was talking about really isn't. All those brands that I mentioned are owned by a single company called Luxottica, which also happens to own Sunglass Hut and Oakley. But there are changes coming to the somewhat buttoned-down eyeglasses industry thanks to an upstart firm named Warby Parker. Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff has that story.
Let me just start by saying that Warby Parker sells a monocle. Yes, mostly ironically, but this is a company that appeals to hipster types who may or may not have handlebar mustaches. Its frames tend to be thick-rimmed, like something Buddy Holly wore. Its name comes from Jack Kerouac characters. But there's nothing niche about Warby Parker's ambition.
It didn't make sense that glasses should cost as much as an iPhone.
Neil Blumenthal founded Warby Parker in 2010 with a few Wharton Business School friends who were frustrated by the high cost of frames. Their answer? High-quality glasses for $95, including lenses. Warby Parker designs the frames itself and sells online, undercutting established brands that mark up prices up to 20 times more than the cost. It's a formula co-founder David Gilboa hopes will do to Luxottica what Amazon has done to bookstores.
Yeah, I think Luxottica has done a great job of creating the illusion of choice.
A Luxottica spokesperson declined to comment. While there are a number of eyewear companies, Luxottica is the biggest player, with about 30% of the U.S. market, according to Ibis World. Luke Williams of the Stern School of Business at NYU says Warby Parker is trying to upend an industry that many didn't think was broken.
Well, it's very daring.
Warby Parker glasses aren't available in many bricks-and-mortar shops. Instead, it has a home trial program, shipping up to 5 frames for free.
They're basically bringing the store to you.
To hone its image, the founders set up shop in Soho, New York's capital of fashion. Its open office is research and design, marketing, and a call center all in one.
Hello, Warby Parker.
The company has grown to nearly 130 employees and has raised $55 million in venture capital from big names like Ashton Kutcher. It's not yet profitable, but it's sold at least a few hundred thousand frames and is growing fast, though it's still a tiny player in a $9 billion retail market. Christopher Marquis of Harvard Business School thinks Warby Parker could challenge entrenched companies.
Warby Parker, by actually, you know, combining sort of high fashion with reasonable price, offers a much more potent threat to these other companies like Luxottica.
Casey Ifini, a grad student, recently ditched his Ray-Bans. For less than the cost of that Luxottica frame, he's bought 3 Warby Parkers.
Once I saw the style of the frames and once I saw that they were, you know, $95, I was like, okay, this could really work.
One way to know if Warby Parker is changing the eyewear business is if a company like Luxottica copies the model. And that's a big risk for Warby, says Williams of NYU.
Now, when that happens, Warby Parker are going to have to disrupt the model again.
And Warby Parker plans to take on bricks and mortar stores soon, opening a showroom in Soho this year, right across from the Apple Store. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.